This podcast is on the fascinating subject of aliens. And I'm not referring to people from another country, but from other worlds. Certainly it was something that captured my interest when I was a child. There was no shortage of TV programs and movies about strange visitors from other planets. I remember one time we were having a family devotional when all of our children were young. And the youngest was working her way through the Bible. And at the end of the family devotionals, often we'd have a chance just to ask questions. I said, "Does anyone have any questions?" And she said, well, rather sheepishly, "Daddy, it's about aliens." I knew that she had been working her way through the book of Exodus, and she was in Leviticus, and I knew exactly what she was going to ask. I explained, well, aliens are simply people living in one country from another country. And she went, oh. Well, are aliens mentioned in the Bible? What would it mean if some superior culture were discovered from outside? I want to go through this podcast just by presenting a series of questions. And we'll cover the bases. Number one, are aliens mentioned in the Bible? Well, the answer is definitely no. I suppose you could argue that when an angel comes to the earth, that's an alien. But that's really not what we're talking about. We're talking about the kinds of cultures that are prominently featured in a series like Star Trek, for example. No, aliens are not mentioned in the Bible. Number two, what about UFOs? Are they in the Bible? Doesn't Ezekiel 1 picture a UFO? The answer again is no, not at all. There is a highly symbolic picture in Ezekiel chapter 1. There are many parts of Scripture that utilize a wider range of poetic and very, very, very colorful imagery. But there's certainly no concept of UFO. In fact, in ancient Bible times, I don't think there was any concept of anyone living on another planet. And as far as people knew, our solar system was it. And even the way they interpreted our solar system is not the way that we do. But this is not a lesson on biblical cosmology. Number three, is there any scientific evidence for aliens? Well, actually, no. When I was a child, most serious scientists rejected the idea. I think it's fair to say, at least from the last time I was with NASA scientists, that the majority are very open to the idea. But in terms of evidence for aliens, no, not a shred more evidence exists now than existed, say, in the 1960s. We know more about the universe. It certainly seems even larger and more mysterious, and there are answers, but there are also even more unanswered questions. There's certainly a lot more information to process, but no more evidence than zero. No, there's no scientific evidence for aliens. Number four, is it scientifically possible that aliens exist? Well, I think the answer to that is, of course, sure. There's no reason that there would only be life in our part of the universe or in our galaxy or around our particular sun, that is, in our solar system. There's no necessary reason why God couldn't have done it any way he wanted to. So, scientifically, is it possible? Certainly, it's possible that there's life outside. Now, if you're asking, what's my opinion? And this is not one of the questions I'm answering here. I don't know. I'm probably more open to the possibility than I was, say, 10 or 20 years ago as a younger Christian. But I really don't know. I just don't think there's enough evidence. Number five, would it cause a problem for Bible believers if aliens were discovered? Would it cause a problem? Well, no, actually, I think it would be phenomenally exciting. And if it's a superior civilization, hopefully we'll have the humility to learn from them. But I don't think that it's actually a theological issue. any more than if a race of miniature beings was discovered that we didn't know about, that were the size of worms, and maybe they lived inside of certain animals on our own Earth. Would that cause a problem? I mean, I don't see why that would cause a problem. It's not really a theological issue. Well, you ask number six, how would they be saved then? I mean, surely the aliens, you know, if there's a God, that they need to be saved. Well, this makes a lot of assumptions. Firstly, that the aliens are advanced to the point where they have intelligence or a conscience, that they're moral beings. And then there's another assumption, I think, behind the question, which is that they have rebelled against their Creator the way that we as humans have. In other words, the assumption that they're fallen. Why couldn't there be a race of beings who are in tune with their Maker and have never fallen? For a fanciful exploration of this possibility, be sure to look at C.S. Lewis's science fiction novel called Perelandra, about Venus, the planet Venus, where there's a culture that had never fallen. At any rate, we have to assume that these aliens had actually sinned and were morally accountable before the issues of salvation become even relevant. And yet the Bible assures us that the effects of the cross are cosmic. When we read Colossians, when we read Ephesians, we see that the atoning work of Jesus reconciles everything in heaven on earth, reconciles everything in the entire cosmos. And so if they exist and have fallen, the Lord will have taken care of it in some way. Well, what should we expect in the future? And this is my final question. Well, should we expect to find aliens, to come into contact with them? I personally doubt it very much. The vast interstellar distances make it seem unlikely that anyone, any being, would ever be able to make the journey to Earth without being fried, given the level of radiation in outer space. So there may be little point in pursuing it further. Well, there's a point in pursuing it in the entertainment field, because no doubt thousands more fascinating movies and books will be made, and we'll make money centered around this topic. But should we expect that we'll actually be making contact with aliens? I'd be very surprised. Whether they're there or not, just the distances involved in the cosmos are so enormous. Well, what if we did? What would we expect? Again, I think that's very unlikely. Would they be a wise race of creatures, good at a higher level than we are? And some movies portray aliens this way, like E.T., or would they be malevolent beings, bent on destruction, on exploiting our planet, enslaving us? Think of movies like Independence Day and, say, War of the Worlds. Who's to say? Millions of dollars are actually spent in the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. That's something that goes on a very serious basis. The skies are scanned, seeking signals, because presumably, even if there is a great distance between us and these aliens, some signals may have been sent out. And even if they were sent out millions of years ago, they might reach us eventually. Who can rule that out? But you know, if it takes millions of years for a signal to come, we won't be the ones in the communication with these beings, even if we return the message, if the human race is even still alive. Well, finally, let me just say, most things about our universe are not in the Bible. The Bible is primarily a book about relationships. Relationships, first, between us and our Creator, and second, relationships between people. But most things in the world are not mentioned in the Bible, from Pluto to the periodic table, from dinosaurs to DNA. None of this is revealed, nor does it need to be revealed. But we do have what we need to have. God has told us what we need. for life and salvation, for godliness and for peace and joy. Speculation, that's okay. Making films about what could be has its place. But let's never devote more energy to this kind of speculation than we do to a serious study of God's Word.